Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, today I want to talk to you about something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and that's my agency. And not just my agency, but the pressures that go along with running an agency. Now, a lot of people get into the agency business because they think it's an easy way to make money. There's a huge opportunity, of course. Everybody from brick and mortar businesses, e-commerce businesses, SaaS companies, all these companies are coming online and they need advertising. They need promotion, whether you're running Facebook ads, Google ads, SEO, you name it. There's a thousand ways to make money with an agency. Content. Whether that's written or video or images, there's like graphic design, website design, funnel design, a lot of ways. And what's great about an agency is that you can start one relatively low cost, meaning you don't need to have a whole lot of money to get started in the agency business. Now, and you can earn a lot of money with the agency model as well. But the big problem is that nobody really talks about is that it's extremely high pressure job. Now, this is what I mean by high pressure job. Okay, so within the agency, there's a ton of different things that nobody really talks about, especially when you're first getting started. There's sales, there's marketing, the agency itself, there's all your contracts, there's all your systems and processes, there's your clients, your client results, everything. Like, the list is a mile long. Now, for every client that you add on to that, it adds to the stress. So you're sitting there holding your agency up, especially when you're first getting started. I remember it was extremely difficult. And you start stacking clients on top of that. You get to like five clients, six clients. You're like, wow, I can't even get everything organized. I don't know. You got all the contracts. And then you're busy working, so you're not selling. Then you lose a contract, and then you got to go selling. It is this nightmare of a struggle. That is if you let the pressure get to you. And I want to talk to you about pressure today and something that I've recently learned. I don't know if it's because I'm getting to that certain point in my business or my life or whatever the case is. You combine a business like that, that has a lot of pressure, a lot of different ways where things can go wrong, and things are always going wrong in the agency. We're always solving those problems and making it right for our clients. But also, you know, you combine a family on there as well, all those responsibilities. It gets crazy. You add kids, marriage, all that stuff together. It gets a lot of pressure. Okay. So you have two options as an agency owner and to live your life for, the best that you can. Okay. So option number one is that you go for it and you do the best job you possibly can. Try to provide a service, put processes in place and grow and scale your business. That's going to be a lot of pressure. The more money you make, the more pressure you'll receive. A lot of people believe that the more money that you make, there's less pressure. But the reason you're making that money is because there's more pressure, more things to go wrong, bigger risks, all of that stuff is included on this side. Now, if you did the total opposite where you went pretty much homeless, you didn't work, you didn't do anything, there's pressure there as well. You can't eat when you want. You can't shower when you want. You can't do all these things. Now, that would cause a lot of discomfort and pressure for a lot of people. So one thing that I've learned in my agency and in my business is that we as entrepreneurs, we get a decision to make what pressure we want. If you want good pressure, make a plan, go after it, and attack it and get the results that you're after. If not, if you don't do that and you just sit idle, pressure will come and find you regardless. So you might as well be ready for it. You might as well be taking care of yourself physically, mentally, financially, and getting focused so you can handle that pressure. But what I find in my agency is that systems and processes and having a plan in place reduces stress so, so much. Now, this being said, balls get dropped all the time. That's a part of this business. And if you're in the agency business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you're soon going to find out if that's the type of business that you're trying to build. It's a lot of work, takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of relationships, a lot of stuff. But you put systems in place and we're able to run clients through our systems and life runs smooth. Well, smooth as it can be. So you have to ask yourself, do you have the right systems and processes in your business? Now, let's talk about a couple of systems and processes that are absolute lifesavers for us. A sales process. Do you have a sales process? Do you have it documented somewhere exactly how you take somebody from a lead, where that lead comes from, and then you can walk them through all your process to signing a contract? Is that process written for you, or are you just flying by the seat of your pants? Because if you're flying by the seat of your pants, you can never scale that. You won't be able to teach that to anybody, and you'll always be stuck selling in your own business. Now, the next one is, of course, the onboarding process. Now, why is an onboarding process important? You know, you can just come on and take their information as it comes. That's, you know, that would work for a short period of time. But then once you get clients with different demands, they'll be asking for different things, and then it gets out of control. The work scope gets out of control. If you have an onboarding process that's down, you can take anybody, I mean, absolutely any client, run them through that process, have absolutely everything you need to do your work very simply, and allows you to streamline that process. And it takes away so much stress. And then, so the next step would be like, where's your fulfillment process? Like, what do you do? What are the mechanisms that need to be hit in order for you to get results for your clients? Now, for us, we're a Facebook ad agency. So we have something called the seed method that we actually run our clients through. So we know exactly what landing pages they need, exactly what ads, exactly what audiences. We have everything pre-mapped out. So we have a game plan. So we know exactly where we're going to go with our clients. And that's why we get them results. Now, so why am I talking about pressure and processes? Like, what does this mean for marketing and for business? Now, let me tell you this. If you can take absolutely any company, run them through your systems and processes very seamlessly on a low stress, low pressure situation for yourself, you will just live a better life. Not only that, that client will have a better experience and they will tell more people about your products and services. And guess what? You'll start to get referral business from that. And all of the results that your systems generate for you are now literally like advertisements for you. You can take your case studies, pump them out to the marketplace, and get real results. Okay, guys, hopefully you found this very interesting. It's something that I've applied into my business and it really makes a large difference. And that's why I want to bring it to you guys on the podcast. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, wherever it is that you listen to the podcast, we would truly appreciate if you would take 2 minutes, leave us a review. If we earned a 5-star review, thank you very much. It's our goal and our job to bring you amazing content that'll help you grow and market your business for the better. And the more reviews that we get, the more people we can reach, the more content we can create. And it's this big wheel that keeps on turning. And we totally appreciate you taking the time to listen to us today. And of course, if you're watching this live on Facebook, hashtag live, hashtag replay, let me know when you're catching this. I truly appreciate you guys and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Thank you.